Hey y'all, today I am talking with my friend and my colleague, Dr. Nicole P. Swiner. I love saying the whole name. today, and we're going to talk about the superwoman complex as it relates to entrepreneurship right after this intro.
Welcome back, Tribe. You are listening to Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box, where we invite doctors, dentists, and medical entrepreneurs who are breaking the mold, stepping outside the box as entrepreneurs, and practicing on their terms to share their journey, wisdom, and their inspiration with the world. I am your host, Dr. Maisha Claiborne. My calling is to help doctors find freedom, fulfillment, and full self-expression. I have helped dozens of medical professionals transform their mindset, leverage their skill set, and build profitable businesses and careers they love. Now, let's get to the good stuff. But before we do, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an opportunity for inspiration, motivation, and empowerment with me and our amazing guests. Now, let's take it to the next level, y'all. Here we go.
All right, y'all, here we are, Next Level Physicians, thriving outside the box, and we are back for another episode. As you all can hear, I have that little sexy raspiness to my voice today. I am recovering from a little laryngitis. Don't worry, it wasn't the flu, nor was it coronavirus.
Oh, no, no.
No, I am good. I sound much sexier than, you know, usual, but I feel great. I feel great.
Good.
But today I am so excited. This is a long time coming because we've been trying to get this thing, we've been trying to get you on for a minute, Dr. Nicole. And so I'm so excited to have Dr. Nicole Swiner of Swiner Publishing. If you guys don't know, you know, my book that came out last year around this time, actually, which was Behind the White Coat, Conversations Unplugged, was published by none other than this fabulous doc here, along with a collaboration that we've done. And she is just amazing in the publishing world. But you know, Doc, you wear a lot of hats. So we're going to talk a little bit about what the implications of that is. And first, welcome to the show and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Aisha. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I just want to say that if no one's told you that today.
Oh, I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I mean, you know, it's when you work from home, when you work alone, when you work in isolation, and specifically, you know, just us docs, nobody really says that to us, right?
Right.
And I just honor and admire you for what you're doing and what you're up to, because you know, you impact so many people and probably more than you even realize.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, just kind of like start out by telling us your journey, how, you know, your journey to publishing, your journey to the Superwoman Complex. You wrote a book that's kind of like an entry point. So tell us about that journey and what's brought you to where you are today.
Mm-hmm. So about 5-6-ish years ago, Swiner Publishing was born, and it was born literally out of my self-publishing of the Superwoman Complex. So they're all intertwined. But I'll start with why I wrote the Superwoman Complex and a follow-up visit, which are two books actually I wrote on the Superwoman Complex. But started probably shortly after the birth of my 8-year-old, going back to work, you know. I was and am still a full-time family doctor, private practice, went back to work after maternity leave, doing all the things, breastfeeding, not sleeping, trying to take care of home, take care of work, you know, be the self-employed entrepreneur that I never went to school and never thought I would be, but was kind of thrown into that, you know, clearly, God willing. Went back to work doing all the things. And after the usual day that you would think, you know, for a primary care physician seeing patients, talking to somebody, not particularly stressful events or not a particularly stressful appointment, getting up to walk out, I literally passed out. Just passed out. Just out on the floor. Wow. So, you know, I don't know if you've ever experienced that. That was pretty traumatic. Pretty worrisome. Thankfully, I was in the clinic, so everybody came running. with all the things, the EKGs and the oxygen monitor and all that good stuff. And thankfully I was okay. But ultimately at the end of the day, the question from everybody, both colleagues, coworkers, and all the above family members was, are you stressed out? Which you kind of laugh at that because you're like, of course I am.
Right.
I'm a working mom. I'm a working wife. I have all this stuff going on. Yeah, but that's what we're supposed to do, right? Just keep going. Clearly, that's not the answer.
No, right?
So out of that was born my father. I credit my father, who doesn't talk a whole lot, you know, about emotional things, but sent me an article he read in Newsweek about the modern day working woman and how all of us have a little bit of the superwoman syndrome, right? So the superwoman syndrome actually was from a book in like 1984. I kind of, after noticing, okay, yeah, that's me, did a little bit of research, thought about what was going on in my own life. And I said, okay, I'm gonna put a little bit of a modern twist on this and call it the superwoman complex and make it more personal. So that's where the book came from. Self-published that book on Amazon, did a follow-up visit, called a follow-up visit to the book.
Interesting. And
by the second book, I started having friends, colleagues, family start asking me, how did you do it? You know, I've always had a book on my heart. I've always wanted to publish or put this out into the world. How did you do it? I've seen you do it. And the light bulb went off, and that's how Swiner Publishing was built. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing it now for about 5 or 6 years since then.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So you know, in terms of like this whole piece of building the publishing company, and it's a family affair, I have to say. Mm-hmm. You know, I loved working with you and Rick. Shout out to Rick.
Rick
Swiner. Because you know, he did the graphics and the type editing and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how has it been balancing? Because I you know, when I was in private practice, when I first started my coaching business, I was straddling the two as well, full-time private practice plus, you know, the building of the coaching business. What is the thing that you get into, the trap that you get into in doing all of it? And that's not even all that you do. I mean, you've got the superwoman complex, you got the publishing company, you got these events that you do. What is the trap that you tend to fall into?
Is, am I doing enough still, right?
Right.
It's such a conflict, right? Because you're like, okay, I'm not going to be a superwoman. I'm going to take care of myself.
Right.
I'm going to say no more. I'm going to put up my walls and, you know, boundaries and all that. But then when you're an entrepreneur, you have to push, promote, market, advertise, show up, network. You know, you have to be on all the time, it seems like. So what I'm trying to do in 2020 and fall back a little bit from is the constant push and being out and pitching. Mm-hmm. Because it's tiresome, it's exhausting. You know, and there's rejection and you got to get used to that. And, you know, for 10 rejections, you get a positive. And so you got to keep pushing. So my balance is coming from being able to work more from home. You know, we talked about, you know, working more from home. And so I'm still full time, but 2 of the 5 days of the week, I'm working either remotely or from home. So I can kind of sit down and, you know, I do telemedicine, so that makes things a little bit easier from home. So if I want to block off my schedule or if I want to take my kids on their field trip or something, then I can block it off if needed. So that's been really helpful. And then just kind of purposefully, you know, blocking my own schedule. So even again, as an entrepreneur, great, you have the freedom, you can set your own schedule. But I noticed over the last couple of years that I was filling up my time.
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? It's a double-edged sword. Cause I mean, even like for me, you know, being full time at working from home, it's the same thing. Like you can just, if you have the natural inclination to fill your schedule up like that, it just happens no matter where you are in it. And I can't really get, am I doing enough? Like, am I having a wide enough impact? Okay. What do I need to be doing to impact the world more? I mean, I have to shut off the feelers for the news because I'm like, oh my God, this is happening. I need to be doing this. I need to be doing that. And it's only me, right?
Mm-hmm. Am I posting on social media enough? Ooh, look at her picture. Let me put one of my pretty pictures too. you have to calm that stuff down. Because yes. You also, I mean, so from a stress and a self-care perspective, you know, you got to give yourself some time to rest and yeah. rejuvenate. But then from an audience perspective, you don't want to overwhelm the audience, your followers, mm-hmm. because if they see you all the time and they're like, oh, okay, we see her. Okay, great. You're on the news, or great. You're having dinner with your husband, all that. They can get tired of you. So you don't want to, what my husband calls, oversaturate the public, because then they tend to ignore you. So
yeah, it's funny. It's funny you say that, because I think about like this whole thing about social media and posting and growing your following. And for me, I really only post like once a day.
Mm-hmm. You do a great job. Twice. Your stuff always looks good.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you a secret to that in a second. That could, you know, maybe like this could help you, right? Mm-hmm. In that Superwoman complex. But I used to like, oh, I gotta post. Like, I see some of my colleagues who are like posting like 3, 4, 5 times a day. And, you know, I'm like, well, how do you do it? Well, I schedule it all. But how long does it take for you to schedule 5 posts on multiple platforms? That still takes quite a bit.
Correct.
Right? So mm-hmm. for me, I just had to get right with myself. Like, look, I'm going to post once a day for each platform. You know, if I get a hair under my, you know, fingernail, then maybe I'll post a second time on one other platform. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's like once on each platform, maybe in a couple of my shared groups, I'll post. And it just gives me peace of mind.
That's good. Know?
And then also Hootsuite is the bomb.
The best, bomb. My favorite. Yep.
Oh my God. Yeah. But one of the things I found, and I want to, you know, kind of hear from your end, if this is something you employed, that has kind of helped me offload a lot of the work that would have me be that superwoman, is outsourcing and yes. building a team.
Yes.
And that's like my big goal for 2020. So how have you like tried to implement that, and how's that helped you?
Yes, absolutely. Asking for help, and always. So I have there is a virtual assistance company that I work with mm-hmm. that can help. They're named Physician Focused. And they have been an incredible help, because what they do is they take, you know, they can do return emails, they can return some phone calls, they can schedule a flight, they can book a hotel. You know, they're somewhere in the Midwest and I'm in North Carolina, but we text and email and they take care of stuff. So, I mean, right. you know, it comes with a cost, of course, but, you know, for like a couple of dollars a month, just imagine how much time and energy you've saved. And that is worth something as well. So that's one thing that I've done. If you don't necessarily want to spend a whole lot of money on a virtual assistant or assistant, there are plenty of ways to look like on Fiverr. And you yeah. can get someone that's overseas, or get a college student that's looking for a little bit of money to do some of those types of things for you. Yeah. And then if you're my friend on Facebook, you've probably seen me on many a day just throw out a Facebook request like, hey, hashtag ask Facebook, can somebody run to the post office for me real quick?
You know what? I have not seen you do that, but that is dope.
Listen. And my friends are crazy enough. You know, I'm blessed to have a lot of folks in my circle that are, if they're free, they'll jump to it. They're like, I got you. I'll go, you know, let me run this over. Let me pick this up, whatever. So hopefully you have a circle of friends, tribe, network, spouse, partner that is down to go run that errand for you. So that's been really helpful. Go ahead.
I was going to say that is the dopest thing I've
just
heard.
Just ask. Yes. Give them some gas money.
Hashtag ask Facebook.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, that is the power of community right there. Mm-hmm. I have not heard of that. And I just had to highlight that, like, you know, because.
Try it today. You should do it.
Oh my God. I got to think of something, right? I got to think of something that I need right yeah. now. But yep. no, it really is. It's like, we don't think we can ask our community. And that's part of that superwoman complex is like, or, you know, like I say superwoman complex, but, you know, to the guys out there listening, they probably have something very similar, right? Super dad, super man, right. whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, we don't always think that we can ask our community, like, oh, I'm going to be a burden. Oh, it's just too much to ask somebody to go and take and run in a car and do and drop this off. It's cultivating, you have cultivated a community that is out to help you. Yep. And it's just beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. And then, you know, I hope to return, be able to return the favor, you know, at some point too, if somebody needs a kit and needs me to run and go get the kit, you know, pick up their kid or, you know, take their kid to dance, you know, whatever. But yeah, I'm much less afraid to ask now than I used to. Almost to the point where my husband calls me spoil all the time because my friends do stuff for me and I do stuff for them.
Yeah.
And if I ask for help, they're there. So, you know, that's a metaphor for life. Ask for help. Ask for help.
Absolutely. Ask for help. You know, build your team, whether it's a paid team or unpaid team. Yeah, build your tribe. Yep. I love it. The squad. Yep. Mm-hmm. All of that, right? It's just so important. One of the things that, so you mentioned Fiverr earlier, and the other place that I'd use is Upwork.
Upwork, okay.
Yeah, and I've had some amazing contractors, you know, for like little stuff. Like you see all of the stuff that I post on social media. I record a video, and then I have people that help to pull out content from that one video. And then I have someone that posts all that stuff.
Perfect.
For me, right? Because, you know, like there's no time for me to do all of that. And if it were left up to me, y'all would hear from me like once a week.
Right. I hear you.
You know, sporadically. Mm-hmm. So I think that it is important. You like, you got your tribe, you got your team, you got all of those things that you build up. What else has helped you to begin to open up the space for letting go of that superwoman complex?
I focus a lot on getting good sleep. Sleep is, you know, as simple as it sounds, I like to make sure that I get a good night's rest. And if I need to take a nap, I take a nap and I lay it down and I close my eyes because you can't regain that time. You can't catch up on sleep. Like there's no such thing medically. We think that, okay, I'm gonna get 3 or 4 hours a night and then on the weekend I'm gonna catch up. No such thing. So you got to lay it down. You're
shortening your telomeres.
That's right. We just stretch those things out. Especially if you're recovering from like residency and stuff like that. Like we have and labor and motherhood and all that stuff. But my 6 to 8 hours of sleep is like, if I don't get it, the next 1 or 2 days is ruined because my mood is off. I'm sleepy. The caffeine isn't kicking in. You know, my kids can tell, oh, mommy's tired, leave her alone, you know. So my 6 to 8 hours of sleep, you know, with turning the blinds down, cutting the TV off, unless you need the TV as white noise, and getting my sleep mask, everything is dark, like that is, you know, a big, big deal for me. And then on the weekends, I can't get my nap every day during the week. But sometimes when I'm in the office, during the time that I'm in the office, if I need to, you know, close my eyes for about 10 or 15 minutes for that cat nap, Do it. It really does help.
Napping is everything, girl. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's so true. I think we deprioritize the simplest things like that sleep. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, when we're doing multiple things, we're wearing multiple hats. And for me, it's like for me, the work doesn't always feel like work.
Right.
So sometimes it's easy for me to stay up till 10, 11, 12 o'clock if I'm creating, right?
Because it's passionate feels about like it.
Passionate, creative energy. But it does impact me when I go to bed at 12 and then have to wake up at 6 because I need about 6.5 to 7 hours. And over a 3 to 5 day period, I get cranky.
Yep.
And I'm not as productive. And so it really is like you have to prioritize those things that you know are your, I call them non-negotiables. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's sleep. It's physical affection, like my son and my hugs and my kisses.
Your love languages.
My love languages, right? It's getting my quality time with my people, you know, girl time and my guy time, you know. It's getting that kind of stuff in that keeps me centered. And I like, you know, you talked about like scheduling. You have to schedule that in.
Just like you schedule everybody else's stuff. Yeah. All the field trips and dental visits and physical exams for everybody else. You have to block off your time so that you have time for yourself.
Yeah. And it's easy to say, at least for me, I'm going to pull back. But unless I literally put it in my schedule, and then I actually literally have an accountability partner for this, right? I have a well-being accountability partner.
Excellent.
Who is always checking me on how much sleep I'm getting and
ooh, that's
where
good.
Am I getting my fun time and where am I getting my downtime? Because I require, you know, an hour of downtime a night. Like, am I getting it? Is my integrity intact where that's concerned? Because if my integrity is out with my self-care, it throws everything else off, man.
That's good. That's good. Literally having a partner for well-being to ask you. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. I might put that in my group today. Can I borrow that? I'll credit you.
Borrow it. Steal it. Take it.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk about that all the time. So what's next in the world for you? Like what's going on? Like, what are you creating in 2020? Decade, girl.
So for 2020, what I am really trying to focus on is, you know, building the business, or at least continuing to build the visions for my businesses. And at the same time, try to fall back a little bit. So, you know, we talked prior to recording that I've been putting on probably 3 to 4 small to medium events per year, whether it be writers retreats or my New Year, New You women's conferences and all that, which have always been fun, and the day of is phenomenal and adrenaline rush and joyful and all that good stuff. But it's a grind.
Yes, a constant grind. It takes a lot out of you.
Yes, and money. So what I'm trying to do in 2020 is fall back a little bit on the event side, but then giving myself more time to focus on what's next with the vision. So I would love to continue getting more publishing contracts. So side note, if you're trying to self-publish, let me know.
Do it.
and then do more speaking, you know, so trying to get more stuff on the books for going places to speak on whatever, Superwoman Complex, imposter stuff, imposter syndrome, publishing, et cetera. And then hopefully being able to like take my family with me, you know, because, you know, when I go off and do some of these things, I miss them. So being able to travel more with them, with the hubby, whether it's just the hubby, me and hubby by ourselves, or with the kids, being able to do that more, so that I can think about, okay, what's the next big step for 2021 and beyond with the stuff that I'm doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's super cool. Well, you know, one of the things that I like this conversation because this is something that as I move along trying to pull back, you know, like there's stuff that I want to do that I'm passionate about. And then there's the stuff that, how do I say?
Pays the bills.
That pays the bills. Yeah. There's stuff that pays the bills, but there's stuff that I think there's like other things out there that kind of in the stratosphere that like, oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's when I'm looking at, okay, well, what of the, that would be niceness things that I can bring in for 2020. And one of those things in the entrepreneurial space is joint venture relationships. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a way for us to get ourselves in front of the audiences that we want to get in front of.
Yes.
Without feeling like we're always having to do the major push.
With less work.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's kind of like what I'm looking at for 2020 is how can I cultivate these joint venture partnerships? Like who are my partners out there? And I think in this process of podcasting, I see you raising your hand. I see you. I see you, girl. I see you. We'll talk.
I'm part of your tribe. I'm in your tribe, Maisha.
Oh, you are. Oh, absolutely. You are in my tribe. You are in my tribe. You know, sometimes I think a lot of times you and I, we watch each other from the periphery a little bit, but for sure you like part of the OG tribe. You know, like when I was first getting into tribe, you know, before when I first came out of the woods, you and Manny were there. Mm-hmm. Y'all were my first, that was thinking about Quinny Medicine. Yep. That was the first community that I connected to, which is ironic because I never I was a part of the book. Sorry. I was just a raving fan on the sidelines. Yes, thinking about Quinny Medicine.
You helped market very well. Thank you. Gosh.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure. Mm-hmm. My pleasure to bring that value to the value you guys were already bringing. So, so JV partnerships in 2020, memberships in 2020, mm-hmm. things that create recurring revenue in 2020.
Passive
income in 2020.
You like that.
Yeah. Elevating the conversation of mindset in 2020 as well. You know, training docs to be coaches. So I can definitely see there's going to be a lot of of synergy between what you and I do. And yeah, I'd be honored to be a part of that.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let's get it done.
Let's get her done. Or as Dr. Manny would say, shout out, Manny. Let's get it.
He's so crazy. I love him. Yes. In such a wonderful way. He is crazy.
Such a wonderful way. Yes. Yes, indeed. So, you know, I think that we've got a lot of good points in. And what I want to leave the audience with is how they can reach out to you, because you've got a couple of different things that you do, a couple of different avenues that our docs who are listening to this podcast might be interested in. So we're going to have all this show, y'all, in the show, all this stuff in the show notes, but I want you to say it so for those who are listening, they can hear it and process it in their brain.
Yes. So if you are, you know, wanting to kind of be affiliated with the community, particularly for working and entrepreneurial moms and wives and single ladies and doing wonderful things, I have my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook pages under Doc Swiner, DocSwiner, one word. And then I also have separate Swiner Publishing Company pages on Instagram and Facebook if you're looking for more writing help. And then I have my Superwoman Survival Group, which is kind of my private group on Facebook for things that we're talking about here with the Superwoman Complex. And it has a subscription box program that goes along with it. But mostly it's a community of women that are talk about this stuff in the open and talk to each other and support each other. And so that's a lot of fun too. That's kind of my crew that we talk to on a regular basis. But Doc Swiner everywhere is where you can shoot me a DM or shoot me a message and I'll get back to you.
Awesome. 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 Well, I just appreciate the conversation. This is definitely part one of a multi-part conversation because, you know, what I would actually like to have you come back on and talk specifically about is publishing.
Yep. Sign me up.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll send you a link. We can reschedule part two of the podcast. I think it's important for docs to know, like, what are the benefits, you know, comparing traditional versus self, what are the components and how you help people do that. So I am going to invite you right now on air. So you're on the hook to come back very soon. So we can
I'm
do
in.
Part two. You're like, I'm in. Like you don't even have to ask me twice. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah. For y'all, those of you who are listening, I'm doing my happy dance.
It looks very happy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Soon people will be able to catch these on YouTube as well so they can get the full effect of the animation that we got going on over here. So green screen and all. So, you know, Doc Swiner, thank you so much for coming on and just like talking about the challenges, challenges that we face as super women, as super people, as super docs, and and entrepreneurship, and how it really is important for us to build a tribe. I think there's one salient point that I want to bring is like you have community right there waiting to help you.
That's right. You are not alone, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think if there's one thing docs think, we always think we're alone, but there's one thing I want people to take away from this podcast is you are not alone. You have people, you have a tribe, you have a squad, whether you know it or not, and you just have to open your ears and eyes and be willing to be vulnerable enough and strong enough to ask for help. So that is, thank you for bringing that message as well as all the other salient points that you brought, sis.
You got it. Perfect wrap up. You got it.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Doc Swiner in the house. You will have all of her information in the show notes. So we will have her on again soon. And y'all know how to find me if you need me. It's, you know, drmaisha.com. It's the same as always. But I want you all to go check out Doc Swiner. And I just look forward to the conversation in the future, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you all for listening today. You know, I always appreciate y'all. You have a great rest of the day and a great rest of the week. Namaste, y'all.
Thanks for spending time with us on this episode of Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. We hope you enjoyed this one as much as the rest. Remember to go ahead and hit the subscribe button so that you can be notified every time a new episode is released. It is you as our listener who help our podcast to grow. So if you like this podcast, if you enjoy what you're hearing, if you are inspired, we'd really appreciate it if you'd write a quick review and share it with 5 of your friends. We want to continue to expand our reach and bring this transformation to all of those doctors and medical professionals out there who are still seeking more autonomy, more freedom, more expression, and purpose in their careers and lives. Finally, if you want to learn more about how I can help you as a doctor or medical professional transform your mindset, leverage your skill set, and create a profitable business and career you love by your design, please check out my website, www.drmaisha.com. That's DrmaishaSHA.com. On my website, you can access one of my 3 free masterclasses to get you started on your journey to the next level. Have a wonderful rest of the day and an amazing rest of the week, y'all. And keep your head up, looking to the next level. Namaste.